Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the big pen. Hold down. Kick out your heels. Jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down. Gotta have a collar you can trust.
Beer.
Move.
All right, there it is. It is time for the pig pen.
Mm-hmm. So recently, if you've been listening to our commercial breaks, we've been running these cool little 25-year retrospective spots that are sponsored. Very
little
cool.
Vignettes.
Yeah, but you get to hear some classic audio, some old stories that you might have forgotten about. And this is one, a part of one that we've been running recently, and I want to play it for you real quick.
They delegated me as a snow monkey ambassador.
Thanks, P1s.
And I had to go down and meet with the snow monkey people. One of them jumped off the top of the truck on my shoulder and was hanging on. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was standing there like petrified wood. And they raised enough money. They got a new compound. And now they have them under birth control. And
that's the story of the snow monkey.
Yeah. So for years, we've always referred to Nolan Ryan with the snow monkeys, and fake Nolan Ryan comes on and is always having complications with snow monkeys.
He hates them snow monkeys.
Yeah. Now, were you guys aware that these were real things, where they come from? Because I thought maybe it was a rural term for another animal, like it was maybe a ferret type animal.
No, I knew that they were snow monkeys.
Snow monkeys, but did you know in fact that they were primates?
Because we had Nolan on. I mean, it was a long discussion about those,
right?
And so, yeah, I mean, he laid everything out. But I've seen photos of them as well.
You've done a little research on the snow monkey.
I've seen how active they are. Put it that way.
Okay.
I knew it was based on reality.
Okay,
I haven't
good.
Done much research on it, but I knew it was based on reality.
Well, here's a very brief clip from a National Geographic documentary called Snow Monkeys in Texas to give you a little bit of history.
Okay.
These Japanese macaques, otherwise known as snow monkeys, are frolicking in the waters of this primate sanctuary in Texas. So, what are thick-furred snow monkeys, the only primates other than humans that can survive extreme cold, doing here in Texas? Well, a small group of these playful creatures once angered the merchants of Kyoto, Japan by raiding their stores. They needed to be relocated or they'd be killed. The only place that would take them was a remote corner of good old Texas. And this sanctuary was built for them there.
So, I didn't know that.
So yes, in 1972, snow monkeys had pretty much overrun Kyoto, Japan. I guess the inventors of the Kyoto Bowl.
That's right. The restaurant where the hammer walked out because his plastic spork broke.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
So business owners were getting frustrated with the being overrun by snow monkeys in Japan, and they brokered a deal in a small part of Texas, 70 miles south of San Antonio, called Dilley. Believe it or not, in the fourth grade, I lived for 1 year in Dilley, Texas.
Unbelievable. So you were near the snow monkeys.
I was probably within stone's throw of snow monkeys at any given point. Never saw one, had no idea that they had, as Nolan Ryan puts it, a compound there. But anyway, the reason they brought them over here was because of the climate, because they figured this was a similar climate. It can get cold down there, but it's also very arid and warm. But unfortunately, when they imported them, they brought over 150 snow monkeys to this compound in Dilley, Texas. They called it the South Texas Primate Observatory. Now, at first, they had difficulty adapting to the really hot temperatures, and a lot of them died. But over time, they ended up adapting. And for two decades, they thrived down there to the point that by 1995, their population quadrupled to, not even including the ones that they lost, to 600 snow monkeys.
Oh, wow.
Now, what happened?
All living in the same area.
Yes, all living on this compound. But in 1994, something happened. Is a bobcat killed their troop leader.
Okay.
And they are kind of emboldened to this guy. And when he's gone, chaos and disorder in the ranks of the snow monkeys becomes very evident.
This sounds like a script right out of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
For real.
Yes. Now, these guys aren't super big, and they're not a real threat to humans, but because they became so comfortable with their surroundings, and they didn't have a centralized figure in their leader to kind of keep order, they ended up hanging out in neighboring ranches, people's houses, and became a general nuisance in the area.
So this compound wasn't essentially something that they were trapped in.
No.
Free to roam. It was just an area, basically.
Yeah, but they were fenced in, but the problem was, around that time, the compound was underfunded, it was in disrepair, there were breaches, so the snow monkeys were able to get out, and without their leader keeping them centrally located, they had more freedom to roam, they'd take more chances and wanted to mix more with humans, for whatever reason. Now, what happened was, until 1994, they had been officially protected as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act.
Mm-hmm.
Because they became such a nuisance, and all it took was one person to make a phone call, one rancher to say, "Hey, man, I'm tired of these snow monkeys messing with my tractor." Well, what happened was they ended up lifting that protection of the snow monkeys.
So you could kill them?
Well, here's the deal. People, it was not legal to kill them. You couldn't hunt them. They weren't in danger. They became like cattle. You can't just go out and randomly kill cattle.
Right.
Whether they're on your land, whether they're on somebody else's land, whether they're feral cattle, you're just not allowed to do that. They're protected, but they're not protected. They weren't protected any longer under an endangered species moniker. Now, what this meant is around that time in 1994, 1995, hunters across the country were hearing about this lift and were trying to get down to South Texas to find outfitters to take them on snow monkey hunts.
These little bitty monkeys?
Yes. For no other reason other than blood sport. You're not going to eat them.
You're not going to make snow monkey stew.
No, you're not going to mount their heads or anything like that.
You're not going to stitch them together and make snow monkey coats or anything?
No. So on the final day of the 95-96 hunting season, and that's, deer and things of that nature, four snow monkeys ended up being shot. They were on somebody's property, and the people that shot them were friends of a friend or a guest of a guest of the owner of the ranch, and the owner of the ranch had a hunting license. It's very vague, but they ended up killing three of them, and one of them that got his arm shot off. Their names were Missy, Lily, and Meggie. They all died, and two of those, the females, were nursing mothers at the time.
Oh.
And just killed them for no reason, just because they
were
on the
property.
And
then left them on the land?
Just
left their carcass there?
Jason, the male that had a stump for an arm, he ended up surviving.
Yeah.
But this was the catalyst that got the ball rolling.
Okay.
To get them protected. They ended up raising more money, and they got the compound expanded, built up, more protected. They didn't prosecute anybody because they really couldn't prove who did it or how it happened. But now, since then, since the 90s, they've been living in this compound and have been there since for 50 years.
And is it like Nolan says in the promo?
Yeah.
They're on birth control?
I didn't find anything. I got this article from 14 years ago in the Austin Statesman. The one thing that did stand out to me is that the martyred monkeys didn't die in vain, because the shooting led entertainer Wayne Newton to San Antonio for a fundraiser.
What?
So Wayne Newton held a fundraiser to protect snow monkeys and help beef up their compound.
You ever heard that?
No, have not.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Other people gave cash and their time, and the primate refuge movement has grown nationwide. And after those shootings of snow monkeys, they were able to move to, like I said, a larger and more secure facilities. And now it's known as the Animal Protection Institute Primate Sanctuary, and that's where they live to this day in harmony. But it took their leader getting killed by a bobcat, them going wild ass, somebody calling and complaining and getting the protection lifted from them, and then having three of them sacrificed to have anybody do anything about it to get the funds up to rebuild their sanctuary.
Yeah. And then bringing in Wayne Newton for a fundraiser.
And no doubt Nolan Ryan was probably a big help as well, because he is the snow monkey ambassador.
Okay, I'm looking now to see how many snow monkeys are alive.
Currently?
Yeah, down there. It doesn't say. I'm looking at a 2017 article, and they're talking about the sanctuary in Dili. But they're not. Okay, the group. Yeah, it doesn't say nowadays how many there are. Whatever the case, they're really crazy looking creatures.
Yeah,
too.
Man. Well, it's cool that we have that in Texas.
Yeah, and random as hell.
And the fact that they were able to roam about and live independently and acclimate to the climate and their surroundings.
600.
Just like they were native, so they're still at 600.
They're at 600 monkeys. They can no longer accept new requests. 600.
That's probably because we put them on birth control.
That's right. They're all wearing IUDs.
We're all handed out rubbers. A bunch of monkey rubbers.
Yep, they got rubbers now.
I'll have the extra small magnums.
All right, that's a pig
that's
pen.
That's a good job, pig pen.
Well, shout out to the snow monkeys. All right, up next, we'll see what Monty thought of that story.